how about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Hi, Martin Kilcoyne here, inviting you to join me Friday, June 26th at the 80 Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, all to benefit our wounded veterans. Proceeds going to Project Healing Waters and Focus Marines Foundation. The barbecue is from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. I'll be broadcasting from 10 until 1, all for a good cause, helping our wounded veterans who were there for us. It's the 80 Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, benefiting wounded veterans. Friday, June 26th from 11 a.m. until 2:30 at 5434 Natural Bridge. We'll see you there.
Nocturnal emissions.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 24th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by a couple of guys who would be more than happy to meet with you and talk about what to do with your $25,000 or more. They are financial advisors. Their names are Mark Ridden and Jason Becker. They've been part of this show for, I'm going to guess, 16 years. We've been here 18 next month.
Yeah,
almost the whole run. And we're thrilled to have them. And the results for them have been very good, and hopefully for their clients. Otherwise, I think they'd be out of business by now. We'll tell you how to get in touch with them and why after this. This.
Uh-oh.
After this.
Uh-oh.
That.
Hey!
What in the world?
You want to restart?
I mean, here, edit that out.
Okay.
So edit all that out, and nobody will ever hear it, and I will pick it up and edit this in.
Okay.
After this.
Hey!
See, that's behind the scenes. Yeah, that's how we make. You say, how do you guys reach perfection in broadcasting? Well, the truth is, there's a lot of editing. Mm-hmm. And when you hear this.
Yeah, we take care of that in the business. They call that post.
Post.
And post, we'll clean all that up.
Yeah.
Nobody will hear.
Sometimes we get time, we'll explain to you the massive glossary of terms we have to learn in the business. But yeah, that's called post, and we edit it out, and now it'll sound like we didn't make a mistake at all. Our control board operator, the man who does that editing, is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to change jobs or retire, that is two times that you should now call Mark and Jason to set up a portfolio review. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Why, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and it's a pleasure to be a part of this flawless broadcast.
Well,
and hi,
man.
Everyone.
Well, thank you, Dan. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
I didn't know that. Rat Boy was telling me he used to work in a mortuary. We were talking earlier about disgusting things people did who worked in operating rooms and mortuaries. And he said he worked in a mortuary. Look, if you don't know, the guy who called earlier, where was it he said the cadavers were? In a morgue? Or in a hospital?
Yeah, I think it was in a
they
hospital.
They were mortuary students, I think?
Yeah, they were morgues.
And they were having a tour of people, and so they lined the stomach cavity with saran wrap and ate spaghetti out of it. It looked like they were eating the person's intestines. Disgusting and horrible. But Rat Boy was laughing. He goes, well, I guess I can't criticize him. And I said, why? He said, well, I used to work in a mortuary, and one time some people came through, and it looked like we were chewing on a guy's penis, but it was just a piece of, what was it?
Cheese.
A piece of cheese they had molded into shape.
One of those cheese logs.
Yeah, that cheese log. That's what it was. That is disgusting. I didn't want to hear it. I wish I hadn't even heard that. Please give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
One of those pecan rolls, isn't that?
Yeah. Oh, no. Why would you have a wiener doesn't have pecans
in it? I thought they had those cheese logs that are rolled
in
nuts.
They got pecans in it. Yeah, they do. Whose wiener has nuts in it?
Well, I mean...
I mean, under it, but not in it, like embedded in it. My goodness, this is gone. This is taking a bad turn. I'm sorry. Red Boy, don't ever mention stuff like that again. Yeah. What you did to the show. You're ruining our report.
Yeah.
If you can put it that way. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. Do you have $25,000 or more? Not everybody does, but a lot of people do. A lot of people have a lot more than that. You're welcome to call, too. You think, well, I got $2 million. Why would I call them? They deal with people with only 25. No, I said starting at 25. They have some $10 million people. But they would welcome your business because what could be more satisfying than taking on a new client who has $25,000, $30,000, $50,000, and then down the road, think of the great satisfaction they would feel and you would feel when that has become more money. And that's sort of the goal, is to not just hang on to it, but to make it grow. And they'll give you their ideas about how to make that happen. And they need to know some things like your risk tolerance level and, you know, a little bit about you and what your plans are for the future so they can help you get there and have a comfortable rest of your life. And it's not just about retirement. That's a big part of it. But things happen before retirement. If you're ready for them and you can deal with them and handle them and get through it, boy, it's so much nicer. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, if you want their phone number and you want to set up a meeting because they're certainly not going to call and bother you, it's markandjason.com. That's markandjason.com. Now, I just talked to Julie 2 minutes ago. Julie's our travel agent. It's very possible that somebody's listening right now who missed, because we've only mentioned it twice, who missed our announcement about our trip. Well, here's the update. Our trip will be January 16th. That's a Saturday. We leave. We head for Negril, Jamaica, the most beautiful part of Jamaica. You can hardly even really compare the rest of Jamaica to Negril. This is the snow-white sand, 7 miles of it. A pristine beach and a really terrific resort. That, because it's so upscale, it's going to cost each person this year who goes about $370 or so more than we normally charge. Worth every dollar of it. We've mentioned it twice. We're 2-3 days into it. We are right at half sold out. Half, just under half. So if I were you and you want to go and you got some time to sock some money away, because it's not until January, you put some money down. And Julie will tell you all that. And then you cough up the rest as we get closer to when we leave. You will not regret it. I will tell you that we've had 16 trips, and I have never in 16 years received one bit of correspondence from anybody who went on any of these trips who expressed that they were sorry they did it, they wish they had their money back, it wasn't worth it. Never. In fact, they liked it so much that 2/3 of the people who go on these trips have been once, twice, 3, 10, 12 times before. We have a few people that have been on 10 or 12 of these things. It's a blast, and it's stress-free, and there is no schedule or agenda. It's whatever you make it. From the time we leave St. Louis in the dead of winter, the most boring, horrible, gray, leafless, how do you even describe winter here? It's horrible. Can't even look at any snow-capped mountains. We don't have any mountains. Maybe the little snow cap on the arch. That'll be about it. From the time we leave to get away from that till the time we come back, your vacation is whatever you want it to be. You can sleep the whole week. There's nobody saying, we got to be here at 6 and here tomorrow morning at 5. You got to get up early and the next day. None of that. We'll get together a couple of times as a group, just AM and the PMers. It's casual. It's fun. It's great. We'll have hors d'oeuvres, drinks. We'll swap stories. Once right after we get there, once before we leave. The rest is whatever you want to do. You want to read books and sleep all the time you can. You want to exhaust yourself with zip lining and windsurfing, horse, whatever. Golf, you can do that too. Some of it's included, some of it's not. But most of the stuff you're going to want to do, a lot of it is part of the deal. And it is all inclusive. And you don't spend any money unless you want to do the excursions that you pay extra for. If you want to go deep sea fishing, that's, you know, something you have to pay for. It's a blast, and it's a wonderful bunch of people. And if you think, well, you know, we've never gone before, we won't know anybody. Yeah, in about a half day, you'll know a whole bunch of people. In fact, you'll know them before we leave. because we get together every year. We do this. What is it, about 10 days before we leave?
Yeah, yeah, usually.
We have a little get together and party and hors d'oeuvres, and you ask any questions you have. And a quick reminder, folks, you got plenty of time. There'll be no excuse for saying, oh, I didn't know about this passport thing. Check your passports. You're going to need them, and you're going to need for it to be good and not expire for at least 6 months after we leave. So our return date is the 23rd. Your passport needs to be current and good 6 months past that. I know it's stupid, but that's the way they do it. That's the rule. Simple thing. You have plenty of time. Julie, that's who you talk to. All the information is at facebook.com/AM and the PM. And no, you don't need a Facebook page of your own. Anybody can go look at it. Look it over. Go to the website of the Riu Palace Tropical Bay in Negril, Jamaica. That's Riu Palace Tropical Bay. It's one of, I think the Riu has 24, 25 resorts. And we also have the run of the sister place next door, I think. We can go there, too. You get an armband, you go either place. You'll have more food than you can possibly eat and more fun than you can cram into a week, but you'll find a way to do it. And again, the one thing that makes or breaks any trip is who are you with? If you're with the wrong people, I don't care. You could be in the paradise of paradises and your vacation is ruined because you're with people you don't want to be with. This will not be the case. You're with other AM and the PM people, and they are terrific people. We know. We've traveled with them for 16 years, at least most of them. There'll be new people, and they'll have as much fun as the people who've been many, many times. So facebook.com/AM and the PM. I would love, in a perfect world, we could have 1,000 people go. Well, we couldn't because they don't have that many spaces. But what I mean by that is that many people would have the money. So maybe in years past you couldn't afford it and you've been saving. Hopefully this will be the year you can join us. You will have access to the three of us and our companions. Dan, who knows who Dan will take? He changes women like every 6 months. This guy, what a ladies' man. Peon, if he and Angela are still together, you'll probably still be together by January, don't you think? That little Archie will keep you together. And they're thinking about maybe even bringing little Archie.
Maybe.
And then I'll be with my wife. So please, I encourage you to talk to me and rescue me. Otherwise, I have to talk to her. I've had 44 years to talk to her. So do not feel at all like you are bothering me. I am not Russell Crowe, okay? I'm not. I'm a guy on a vacation like you are, and I'd be happy. We're going to have a lot of time to talk. And people love to ask questions they never get to ask that they think are giving them inside information. And they are getting inside information. And, hey, what do you want to know? We'll tell you. January 16th. That's a Saturday. We come back the following Saturday, the 23rd. I hope you can join us. Again, we're just about halfway sold out after 2 days. Okay. Got a lot of things I want to cover here. First of all, this Confederate flag thing. All I'm going to say is this. Yeah, all right. I get it. Take them down. And I'm from the South. I grew up looking at that flag every day. But if something to a significant number of people says hate, then I guess it's time to go. I don't feel that way, but if enough people do, okay. Let's put it this way. Knowing now what they say that flag means to so many in the black community, would you feel comfortable wearing a big Confederate flag shirt with a big old Confederate flag on it right through downtown St. Louis as you're walking somewhere? No, the answer is no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be comfortable. Well, there's your answer. Get rid of it. But to think that all the people in the South who've carried that flag and flown that flag, to think that that means they all hate black people is completely stupid. It's not what it means at all. That's what it has become. That has come to mean that because of idiots like this guy to kill those people decides to you know, wave that thing and make it sort of a symbol of his hate for black people. So, okay, I can see it. The other thing we need to remember is that back when people displayed that flag and they put it on products, that was a different time. And they didn't mean anything by it. Think of it like smoking. in the 60s, 50s, 40s, everybody smoked. The military gave you cigarettes when you went in, when you enlisted.
Yeah, that was the thing to do.
And nobody gave two hoots about whether or not it bothered anybody. They enjoyed it. They liked it. Screw you. If you don't like it, I'm smoking on the plane, in the office. But in time, once a lot of people realized it bothered a lot of people, even smokers stepped outside. Even smokers refrained from smoking other people's houses. Did they deep down think they probably had the right to do it? Yeah, but they're thinking about other people that it might not offend in this case, but bother. So kind of think of it that way. The my dad turns 89 next month, and I was thinking about something. I don't know what it is that causes Dan's Aunt Gus to make it to 110. I'm going to guess. Let me ask you. I'll bet you Aunt Gus never once went in a gym or a fitness program.
I don't think so.
Was she ever in a group of ladies doing aerobics somewhere?
No, I doubt it.
No.
Yeah, I doubt it.
She's 110.
Yeah.
My dad will be 89. My dad has never been in the door, opened the door of a gym or a fitness club. In fact, to go back a generation, if you said, I'm at the gym, they'd go, what? What, the school, the high school gym? They wouldn't even know what you're talking about. And a lot of those people live to be a ripe old whatever age. I think genetics has a lot to do with it. But I just started thinking about that today, and I thought, isn't that interesting that a lot of these people, they worked, they came home, they watched TV, they ate the biscuits and gravy or whatever, and they lived to be old people. And they didn't work out. They didn't have a personal trainer. Are you kidding me? They didn't have anything like that. That's not to say it's bad. It's probably a good idea to do it, but I don't know.
But sometimes genetics are genetics. And
they
no matter,
they trump everything.
Yes, they do.
They really do. You want a bonus joke?
Sure.
All right. This it's a bonus joke. I feel bad for people who are waiting to tune in for the regular joke. They're going to miss this. Guy runs into his preacher, and his preacher says, Hey, Glenn. I'm using the name Glenn today.
Oh.
Hey, Glenn, I didn't see you in church Sunday. Now, you're a church-going man, and I'm a little concerned for you, putting the guilt thing on him. And he says, somebody said they saw you on the golf course. Glenn says, that's a lie. That is a lie, preacher. I was not on the golf course, and I got the fish to prove it. Not Playhouse, you know, not Playhouse material, but funny for all you people who go to church and you're shamed and made to feel guilty by the other people who are nosy and in your business and wonder why you weren't at church. There's a joke for them. Sarah Palin twice had a contract with the Fox News Network. They have parted company a second time, not necessarily on bad terms, but they parted company. Now, I've seen Sarah Palin on Fox News. Not often. Every once in a while, they'll cut to her at her place in Alaska, you betcha, doing her thing. And it's pretty easy from what I could tell. They just go to her for a comment. I just read this morning what her contract with Fox, this is going to make you sick. $1 million a year. That was her deal with Fox News. And if you watch Fox News even a lot, you didn't see Sarah Palin once a month.
Oh, man.
Well, it's not as bad as Oprah's deal with XM Sirius, though. You remember that deal?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oprah Winfrey.
50, I think.
Yes, aired a one-hour recorded show once a week on XM Sirius. It was 1 hour. She only did an hour. She sat down. It was written out.
She had a whole channel, but herself as a show.
Yeah, she only did an hour. Okay, here we go. Ready? An hour a week, $50 million a year. So here's the deal, young people. Get famous, because once you're famous, just your fame, you'll get paid for being famous.
They just throw the money at you.
They throw money at you. Here, can we put your name on our perfume? Will you wear our cap when you play? Blah, blah, blah. My goodness, we should have all tried to be famous, I guess. All right, the woman who, what's her name? Joyce Mitchell or something? The woman who helped these guys get out of prison. And these, I'm going to tell you something, these guys, no reports of any carjacking, stolen cars, robberies. How are they eating? How are they getting around? They're pretty crafty, and they're dangerous. But here's the thing. Now that it's come out that she smuggled tools in hamburger meat, and I thought, ground beef. Well, I thought, well, why would she be giving these guys ground beef? How do they have? They were on what's called the honor block. They lived on the honor block and were allowed to cook their own meals. They're murderers.
Oh.
They're murderers, but they can cook in their cells. So that's how they got the tools and the stuff in the ground beef. Must have been a lot of ground beef to hide tools and junk in it. But it's come out now that, and now it looks like she was having sex with both of them. And they said she and her husband worked there too. She and her husband were together 95% of the time at that prison. Well, she made the most of that 5%, buddy. She's getting poked by both of these guys. And this guy didn't have a clue. This is a creepy story. Bro, give me that creepy, you know, that creepy music. Yeah, listen to this. This is flat out weird. There's a family in New Jersey that bought a house, a really nice house, $1.3 million, their dream home. 6 bedrooms, it's in Union County. According to the new owners, their house is being watched by a mysterious weirdo. He is either leaving or sending them letters. He calls himself the Watcher. And he's let this family know he's watching them. And let me give you a little example here. They've received numerous letters from this mystery person. And he tells them, he says, your home has been the subject of my family for decades. And now I have been put in charge of watching and waiting. The Watcher.
Waiting for what?
I don't know.
Yeah, he just leaves it
open. Now, the new owners have several children. And one of the letters says, have your children found out what's in the walls yet? I'm pleased to know your names now and the names of the young blood you have brought to me.
Holy moly!
Yeah! These people are scared out of their minds. The family's packed up and they've left the house already. 1.3 million, they're out of there. Now they're trying to figure out, the police department's working on it. This guy is covering his tracks pretty well. They don't know what to make of this guy, the Watcher. I'm now in charge of watching and waiting. Have your children found out what's in the walls yet? It could just be some guy screwing them.
Right, yeah.
He didn't know their names at all, but it worked. Mission accomplished. They're out of there. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, this joke starts out, it's a horrible, horrible story. It's the story of a pregnant woman, and she's carrying triplets, and they've already done the ultrasound. It's triplets, 2 girls and a boy. And she stops in the bank, and just bad timing. There's some bad, bad men in there, and they're robbing the bank. And they see that she gets a look at them, and they shoot her 3 times. Each bullet goes in to one of the unborn children. It's a horrible story.
Oh.
I know. They survive. They're still alive. Now, the surgeons, her doctors agree there's no way they can go in there, they're not even born, and try to remove the bullets. So they leave them in. From the ultrasounds, x-rays, it looks like they're not life-threatening. So they go, well, let's wait. Now, the triplets are born. Two girls and a boy, they're born. They're healthy. They're fine. The bullets are still lodged inside them. And again, the doctors say, well, it's just, they're little bait. It's just too risky. And we may never have to remove them. Maybe in time, the bullets will just work their way out. 16 years go by. And one of the daughters, now remember, these are all triplets. She was shot, the bullet in each one. And one of the daughters walks into her mom's room and she's just sobbing. And she says, honey, what's wrong? And she says, mom, I don't know what happened. I was peeing, and a bullet came out. And her mom says, oh, no, come on. And her mom proceeds to tell her the story. I've never told you kids this. She tells them about getting shot during a robbery, and there's a bullet in there. She says, and now, this is great news. You passed it. The bullet's out. It's okay. A week later, the second of the triplets, the other girl, walks into where her mom is watching television and she just bursts into tears. Mom! Mom! And she says, what? What is it? What happened? What's wrong? She says, I was peeing and a bullet came out. I heard it splatter in the water. And oh, my God. She says, Hannah, calm down. She tells her the story. 16 years ago, when you were inside me, I got shot. Says, it's okay. You passed the bullet. A week after that, the son, the boy of the triplets, walks in and he is hysterical. Mom! He says, I know, honey, I know. You were peeing and a bullet came out. He goes, no, I was playing with myself and I shot the dog.
Meet me. Let's go to Tim Weiland. He's airborne. See how traffic looks, Tim.
And we are looking at heavy traffic pretty much everywhere. Eastbound 270 was jamming up from Highway 370 on through Highway 170, New Florissant area. Southbound 270, you're jammed up from Dorset down through Big Bend. Eastbound 40, we were slow from Clarkson to Timberlake Manor, then 141 up through Highway 270. Westbound 40, that's slowing, approaching Kings Highway out through McCausland. You're heavy again from Clayton Warson to Spady, and then the right lane is heavy there at up to Highway 270. Now, there was an accident on eastbound 70 just before Highway 5564 in Illinois that was blocking the left lane, and traffic was backed up all the way onto the Museo Veterans Bridge. Westbound 44, the right lane slowing from Lindbergh down through 270, and then the Merrimack River Bridge, all lanes out through Merritt. Eastbound 44, that's slow from Bowles up through Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Cool down at Subway with new Fuse Half and Half Fresh Brewed Iced Tea. Perfectly refreshing blend that you can only get at Subway. Grab one with your favorite footlong today. Subway, eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Begin your Saturday with KTRS. At 7 a.m., it's the yard sale.
Welcome to the First Community Credit Union Big 550 Yard Sale.
Followed at 9 by Animal Advice.
Welcome back to the Animal Advice Show, brought to you by Nestle Purina. I'm Andrew Dowd.
At 10, it's Straight Talk on Retirement.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Followed by the Inside Out Show with Jim McMillan and John Shea at 11.
I'm Jim McMillan, alongside my partner, Mr. John Shea.
Saturday mornings are special on KTRS, live and local.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. And when you do, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions Business Banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal, and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Online at granitebusters.com.
Hello, Trapper Joe, Nuisance Wildlife Control.
Help! I think I have bats in my attic. But how can I tell for sure?
Sure.
Here's how you know you have bats. You know you have bats because you have bat guano built up at the main entry point.
Is that bad?
The danger of having bats in the belfry is sometimes after the built up of the bat guano over a number of years, you can get histoplasmosis.
Oh?
It's an airborne virus. It attacks your immune system in older people and young kids. It's like getting pneumonia.
That is bad. How does Trapper Joe's nuisance wildlife control help?
We can evict the bats and do all the cleanup and disinfect and deodorize in the attic so you're bat free.
Really?
We deodorize and disinfect the whole entire attic, clean up all the bat guano, seal up all the entry points in the whole house, and we have a one-year warranty on all the repairs with the renewable warranty after that. We do top quality work at a reasonable price.
Thanks!
Are bats driving you batty? Call me at 314-220-8247. Get me online at TrapperJoeWildlife.com.
Hi, it's John Carney. And if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+, because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as number 46 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number 2 pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding, located in Ellisville, Missouri, St. Peter's, and Caseyville, Illinois. They'll do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
Tired of the same old, same old? Bishop's Post is alive with activity every day, with Monday through Friday happy hours featuring cocktail, beer, and wine specials, plus fabulous offerings on their new bar menu for only $7. Also, don't forget their famous brunch on Sundays from 10 till 3. Bishop's Post has a terrific patio and 3 private dining rooms, which are perfect for all occasions. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. To book an event, contact Jenna. And for more information, visit bishopspost.com.
Waiting for deer season deals? They're back. Get 0% financing for 60 months or big cash off on select new John Deere tractors. From our one family to our 155 horsepower 6 Series. Get your deer season deal today. Offer ends August 4, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit William Noby & Company at any of our 6 small ag locations or online at wmnoby.com and myjohndeeredealer.com.
Save up to $500 on outdoor lighting from Legacy Lighting and Irrigation during their summer savings event. Improve your home's look and livability with custom architectural lighting. You can light your decks, patios, pathways, or simply make your driveway easier to see at night. Illuminating your home's special features adds beauty and security year-round. Call Legacy Lighting and Irrigation for your free consultation, 314-567-4444, or online at legacylightingstl.com, and save up to $500 now.
My name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255.
This week on Christian Questions, Jesus was big on forgiveness, and we're supposed to be big on forgiveness. But how do you or should you forgive when someone really and maliciously hurts you? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you truly prepared for retirement? Or do you just have a false sense of confidence? Discover a step-by-step plan to achieve your retirement dreams on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Hey, my chair is doing that thing again. Can you stop the music? Because this is embarrassing, and I don't want you guys to think I have a gas problem. Here, listen. Can you hear that?
When are you going to move your chair?
You're saying it's your chair.
Okay, exactly. I just want to make sure you knew. Where's the WD-40 in this place? Oh, you know what? I didn't move my chair. We had Mike's microphone on. Mike Evans. Oh. Him. Speaking of Mike Evans, it's time to check in with him. And that, as you know, is made possible by Annie Guns. That's a restaurant, not just any old restaurant. That's a great restaurant. And next door to it is the Smokehouse Market, a great market. And they love to sell gift cards, and people love to receive their gift cards. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Folks, here with, I don't think his chair is squeaking. I think that was something else. Mike Evans, everybody.
Good evening.
He's had that two or three in a row of multi-glass wine days. We'll see how today goes. What's going on, Homer?
What up, dog?
Yeah, yeah. I can tell immediately when he's had maybe that.
Oh, you can tell. You know everything.
Yeah, and by that right there, I can tell. That.
All right, I'll drink to that. Hold on.
What's going on? Yeah.
Man.
Well, it sounds good.
It is good. Anyway.
Hit us with your best shot. No.
Anyway.
No.
Oh, Pockler's question, name the name of the actress whose first job was a bill collector. She was tough. Whoopi Goldberg, Demi Moore, Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock. New best friends forever, Selena Gomez, and Taylor Swift.
You know what? I've decided Taylor Swift is good looking.
I think she's hot.
Give her one. No, I'm serious. I saw a couple pictures of her. She's pretty.
She is.
I changed my mind about it.
Spotted at the Santa Monica Pier, the Bola restaurant, also riding bikes on the beach bike path. If you ever get out to Southern California, folks, there is a great bike path. It's only about 30 yards from the actual ocean and halfway between the ocean and where the sand ends. It's right in the middle there. And it runs from Palos Verdes to the Santa Monica Pier. 25 miles. You can ride a bike, watch the dolphins jump in the ocean, right there on the ocean. It's really nice. The beach bike path over from P.V. Redondo, Manhattan. Yeah, I'll give you a rundown. P.V. Redondo, Hermosa, Manhattan, El Segundo, Playa del Rey, Marina del Rey, Venice, Pacific, Santa Monica.
I think we're all familiar with those lines.
Those are the towns that it goes through. At least you'd like to know.
Okay. Hey, you're ruining his report.
You're not ruining his report. Are you?
Let me do this for you. You're ruining his report.
Thank you, Franco.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're a professional.
Thank you.
You understand what my hurts.
Yeah. In fact, edit that out, what you just did.
Okay,
edit it
I
out.
Will. Okay.
Anyway.
No, edit that out, too.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. Jet skiing in Miami. Yeah, she's hot. Hitting the clubs on Collins Ave, but insisting, South Beach, but insisting they're just friends. Hottest new celebrity golfer, Zac Efron. Rather golf than work, I can relate to that. I played golf this morning, and I played golf yesterday morning, shot 78 both days.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. The good news for Martha Stewart.
She sold her company.
She very close to the finalizing and of closing, selling for $350 million. Now the bad news for Martha Stewart. In 1999, before she was arrested, that same company that she sold for $350 million was valued at $2.2
billion. Well, she's a loser. There you go. Loser.
There,
only have $330 million.
Rihanna.
No.
Oh, Rihanna's a hot pocket. No, she's slutty, but she's hot.
Okay.
She's a slut, but she's hot.
Okay.
Rihanna has relocated to New York and being called the Queen of New York. Polite, considerate, always smiling, going to a lot of charity events. Well, wonders never cease. Rihanna, turning over a new leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Summer's here, and time for our weekly book review that we do every summer. And people going to the lake, going on vacation. So I try to get caught up with my reading and give you a good book to read for the summer.
All right, we're ready.
Former Playboy, centerfold, Hugh Hefner's longtime girlfriend, Holly Madison, has penned Down the Rabbit Hole, a tell-all book about the Playboy mansion, Hefner, drugs, stars, pretty interesting stuff. Hefner disputes most of the book. I believe Holly, having been engaged to a Playmate centerfold.
No, let's not gloss over this. Folks, Mike Evans was engaged to a Playmate centerfold.
Yeah, I got her in Playboy. Got her in Playboy. Chrissy Hefner made a deal. And Chrissy said, yeah, I'm sure she's like, I know, Chrissy, if you put her in a magazine, you got to promise you'll put me in the magazine, too. I'm in the magazine with her, along with my name, in the magazine.
Whoa.
How many people can say that?
Are you nude in the centerfold? I hope not.
Pardon me? No, I'm one page off the centerfold.
Oh, okay.
But she's in the picture with me.
What year and month was that? With that issue?
April, 1984. Lisa Pedriana.
Where is she today?
I still talk to her occasionally. She married a big director
you
here in Hollywood.
Talk to her at night at 2 in the morning when Cheryl's asleep?
No, we FaceTime occasionally. She's married to a big director in Hollywood, has a son. Nice.
When you talk to her now, do you touch yourself on the phone?
Oh, shut up. You know what? That is just freaking disgusting. You know, you've actually outdone yourself. I didn't think that was possible.
Okay, I ruined this report.
What the hell are you doing?
I can see you can buy it here on Amazon.
Really?
Playboy Magazine, April 1984 issue.
We ought to get a copy.
Whoa.
You see her? Can you see her?
No, I mean, it just has she was on the cover?
No, it's a picture of a blonde leaning over.
An umbrella?
Yeah, it's an umbrella.
That's not like Playboy to have girls bending
98
over.
Cents. 96 cents you can get it. But it's used.
Oh,
they're probably stuck together. The page
know.
Is the best
see,
pages.
See, that's disgusting.
Maybe the page that I'm on is stuck.
See, that's disgusting.
I don't know if I would buy a used
no,
Playboy.
No, I would not.
The
answer
bad.
Is no. No, no.
Anyway.
No.
No.
1 minute.
Dayton history. On this date, 1948, Selective Service began, military draft. On this date, June 24th, 1922, a lot of people said, I don't know if that's going to make it. The National Football League is formed.
Well, it didn't make
did,
it.
Huh?
Oh, it did,
That's right. And finally.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Here, this is where he cranks it up and gives it 150% right here.
Name the name of the actress whose first job was a bill collector. She was pretty good at it. Whoopi Goldberg, Demi Moore, Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock.
I'll say Sandra.
I say Whoopi.
I would like to think it's Demi because I'd pay a bill any day if she came to collect it. Demi Moore.
She was 18 years old, living in Roswell, New Mexico. Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, I'm not gonna let all of us think.
If Demi came to my, I'd pay double whatever I owed. Well, I'm telling you, I think she's the hottest thing. Even in A Few Good Men, I just watched it again.
Oh,
where she's
yeah.
not supposed to be hot. She's serious military, still hot. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley.
Your wife's still out of town, right? Oh, sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, boy.
I shouldn't have.
No, thanks a lot.
I know how much that hurts you.
Can I tell you something? I had blocked it out, and I was having an okay day, and now I'm going to be in the depths of depression.
Well,
thanks a lot. I got to go home to an empty house.
You're a fan of Demi Moore?
Yeah.
I would suggest, especially since the house is empty.
Striptease?
To yourself. About Last Night.
Oh, okay, because I don't think I've ever seen it.
Demi Moore.
Oh, About Last Night.
Maybe I'll check that out.
Yes.
Folks, the competition is over at Amini's. You can no longer go in and play the Star Trek pinball machine. We have five finalists. And we will announce the winners when we get them. But three of those five will be winners. And for you folks that didn't go in, it was so easy to do. I don't know why you didn't do it. But those of you who did, thank you. And Amini's, as you know, is a copper-domed, round building in Chesterfield Valley. You can go down 40 and look over it. You cannot miss it. It doesn't look like anything else. And it certainly doesn't look like anything else on the inside. And the reason I say that is most stores carry some junk. That's just the fact. They go, well, a lot of people are only going to want the real cheap junk stuff, so let's carry some of that. No, not Amini's. They don't want those people. If you're interested in junk in any category, they're not going to be able to help you. It's the best of the best stuff in every category, in lighting, in especially in patio furniture, home theater, pool tables, or slate tables. There is no other, you don't want any other pool table than a true slate table, and you get them starting at $1,000. Jukeboxes, pinball machines, arcade games, you get the idea, shuffleboard, foosball, Amini's. Oh, and area rugs. My goodness, there's nobody can touch them. Even these places with foreign names where guys do commercials riding on carpets, and they can't touch them, machine made or handmade. It's Amini's. And if you've never been in there, my goodness, are you in for a surprise. Please go in. Tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. You're going to be very pleasantly surprised. Aminis in Chesterfield Valley, home of the Copper Dome, aminis.com.
Meet me.
Get a final check on traffic with Tim Wiley.
Well, things have thinned out downtown on the bridge approaches pretty much, except for Highway 40. It looks like we're still running slow. Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, but the Museo Veterans Bridge is all cleared up. On southbound 50 or 270, you still have stop-and-go traffic south of Page, down through Doherty Ferry, from 44 through Gravois to about the Sappington Road overpass. It's really heavy. westbound 44, the same thing as you're going from Bowles out, or excuse me, from Mraz out through Merritt's, eastbound 44. That's still heavy from Bowles up through Highway 270. Westbound 70, a little heavy at Jennings Station. Eastbound 70, though, that's still running slow past the airport to about 170. Eastbound 270 is now slow Lindbergh through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Subway. The new Subway Turkey Italiano Melt. Tender, juicy turkey. Genoa salami and pepperoni fresh toasted with melty provolone and drizzled with tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For your real estate needs, you need the K Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
This is the station St. Louis turns to first for breaking news.
I like knowing things. I like the news. I like being informed.
The Big 550, KTRS.
St. Louis's news, weather, and traffic station.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
And that shows that the system is working as it should.
A St. Louis police officer arrested and charged. What police say she did and their reaction to the arrest of one of their own.
This Illinois River reaches its third highest crest ever. How are the people coping?
Sewage and rainwater backed up into some of these Arnold homes three times this spring. But this time, the new owner of the sewer system says they're out of luck.
Floodwaters are dropping in Lincoln County. What residents in one town are fighting as they return to their homes. Fox 2 News at 6 starts now.